It was a rare scene in Trail on Thursday as Pierre Poilievre, the leader of the Conservative Party of Canada and the official opposition, stopped by the River Bell for a meet and greet with supporters. He was greeted by a loud and passionate crowd.
Without any further ado, please allow me to welcome my strong and loving husband, our leader, the next Prime Minister of Canada, Pierre Poilievre.
Poilievre then went on to discuss growing up in southern Alberta and his vacations to British Columbia as a kid. He spoke of his modest upbringing, being adopted by school teachers, and the importance of hardworking Canadians like the industrial workers in the Kootenays. He also made several jokes that were very well received by the crowd, including this line about his visit to a senior's home.
You're not going to want to see a politician from Ottawa at the senior's home. He said, no, you're going to be a big star. So I walked in the door and I walked up to a lady and I said, do you know who I am? She said, no, but if you ask the nurse, she'll tell you who you are.
After breaking the ice, he then shared his opinion on Justin Trudeau's Liberal government and local NDP Member of Parliament Richard Cannings.
And politicians are supposed to work for the people, not the other way around. That as he flies over communities like this one on his way to go surfing in Tofino. He should remember that he works for the people here. Something that your local NDP member forgot, but he sold out this community and decided to work for Justin Trudeau and the costly coalition.
As Poilievre got further along his speech, he began to address issues close to the people of the Kootenays. One major issue he focused on was the cost of housing.
Housing costs in Canada have doubled under Justin Trudeau. They were half the cost when he took office. And housing here today is double what it is in the United States. This is not a global phenomenon we can blame on some faraway place. This is a homemade problem, a problem of here and now. Why do we have this problem? We have the fewest houses per capita of any country in the G7. In fact, we have fewer houses per capita than we did 8 years ago when Trudeau took office because population is growing faster than the number of homes we have. We're not building fast enough. Last year, we brought in almost 1 million people and we built only 200,000 homes. On average, we have about two people per home in Canada. That's typically how it works out. So that means you have 1 million people come in, you need 500,000, roughly 500,000 new homes just to keep housing at its current level of unaffordability. You need to build a lot more than that if you're going to ever consider bringing prices down. Of course, once again, the lack of housing is very good for the powerful landlords because they know the tenant has nowhere to go. That's why they can always raise the rent. The only way to change that is to build more homes. So here's my common sense plan. We're going to get the gatekeepers out of the way. Government gatekeepers. This is the regulation, the tax, the development charges, the lawyers, consultants, and other obstacles add $1 million to the price of the average new home in Vancouver. The amount is $400,000 in Toronto. It takes 10 years to get a building permit. I'm going to say to the big cities, either you allow more building or I'm going to cut back on your infrastructure money. I'm going to link the number of dollars they get in government grants from the federal government to the number of homes that actually get built. I'm going to require every big city increase home building permits by 15% per year if they want to hold on to their money. And if they build more, they'll get big bonuses. We're going to incentivize building. Get building.
It's worth noting that both the Liberal and New Democratic parties have detailed housing plans that also involve building more homes to make housing more affordable. This is not unique to the Conservative Party. Detailed plans can be found at conservative.ca/firegatekeepersbuildhomesfast, liberal.ca/housing, and ndp.ca/affordability. Another issue Poilievre spoke on that is close to the Kootenays was drug addiction. Here's his take on the current state of the drug problem in Canada.
It's not working. In fact, 30,000 people have died of drug overdoses since Trudeau took office. It's a 300% increase in overdose deaths. We know this started with the drug companies pushing their opioids on the medical system so that everyone who had a minor pain was told they had to just take a little of Oxycontin and it would make them feel great. And you know what? It did. Too great. They got hooked on it. And then they graduated up to fentanyl, and a whole generation of working class people lost their lost livelihoods, and in some cases they lost their lives altogether. Truro's solution is tax-funded opioids to give out more of the drugs, heroin-grade opioids that then the addicts sell to kids so that they can buy more powerful stuff, and the cycle goes on and on and on. So here's my common sense plan. We're gonna stop giving tax dollars for narcotics. We're going to ban heroin, crack, and other hard drugs. We're going to put the money into treatment and recovery.
Like the housing plan, both the Liberal Party and New Democratic Party share ideas with the Conservatives. All three parties have plans to heavily invest in treatment centers. There are, however, ways these parties differ from the Conservatives on this matter. Both the Liberals and New Democrats have plans to significantly invest in education to erase stigma around drug addiction. The New Democrats also support decriminalization, which we've seen in British Columbia since early 2023. The detailed plans surrounding drug addiction can be found on each party's respective website. To view the Conservative plan, visit conservative.ca/banharddrugs. For the Liberal plan, visit liberal.ca/addressingproblematicsubstanceuse. And for the NDP plan, visit ndp.ca/bettercare. After Polyev's visit, he met with supporters, shook hands, and took photos. He didn't take any questions from the media. CJLY spoke with a few of the attendees of the event to hear their opinion on Polyev and his visit.
Ron Parsons.
So why'd you come out to the event today?
To see Pierre Poilievre.
And you think he's the right guy for Prime Minister?
Yeah, I thought that for a while now, yeah.
What are the main issues you want to see him address?
Well, the unaffordable situation, it was a large part of his speech, and the social situation with the drugs and the crime and the homelessness, you know, it's really affecting a lot of people are getting active now. You know, politics is a dark art, but people are getting active because they're worried about the country.
And you think he addressed those issues well?
Today he addressed them really. If he does what he says he's going to do, I think we got a good, bright future here.
John, so why'd you come out to the event today?
We need a change, and I like what Pierre has to say. I think everybody's fed up and they all want to change.
And Pierre's the right guy for the job?
I'd like to think so.
And what are the main issues you want him to address?
Our rising taxes, everything.
Do you typically vote Conservative?
Yes.
Ryan, why'd you come out to the event today?
To show my support.
What are the main issues you want to see Polyev address?
Well, I'd like to see the homelessness, get fixed.
Did an event today give you hope for the future in Canada?
Absolutely. If we still have free and fair elections, I hope that he'll be elected and things will work out.
What's your opinion on Trudeau?
My opinion on Trudeau, I'm dissatisfied.
Overall, Polyev's visit to Trail was very well received by supporters. They were passionate, loud, and excited to have the Conservative Party of Canada leader visit them. And there was no protest from other members of the community. Reporting in Nelson, Scott Onischuk, KCR News.